Hi, Paul Thackett, Good News Planet, speaking to Mark McGinnis. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, Paul. How are you?
Good. Mark's a true authority in meteorology, founder and owner of the Fair Skies Consulting Company, and we're going to talk about hurricanes. So we're going to talk about disaster preparation and to know how to move your life in a safe way. And I guess more than a month ago, Colorado State University hurricane researchers are predicting a slightly above average season, including 14 named storms. What do you mean? They name them before the storm even occurs?
Yeah, the names come out several years ahead of time. Yep.
Years? Really?
Yeah, I think 6 years out ahead. Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, since they're so prepared, we should be prepared. So tell us what some things we should consider.
Yeah, well, obviously being better prepared for the next storm, the whole goal is to minimize the disruption. We know these storms are going to happen. So, Paul, if we can kind of minimize the impact on our lives, we're going to get back to normal much faster than if we aren't prepared. So the big key or the message as far as this morning is it can happen. It does happen. We saw it last year in Houston and Texas. We saw it also in western Louisiana because they had flooding there. We saw it with Irma in Florida up through the Carolinas. So these storms happen. They will impact you in certain areas of the country, obviously with different frequencies. But it's really important to respect the fact that Mother Nature can put a good wallop on us from time to time. And that means major disruption in our lives, potentially.
Mother Nature's in control.
Yep.
What's the difference between a hurricane and a tornado?
All right, well, there's a big difference. Tornadoes are very localized. They generally impact a small area for about, say, typical tornadoes on the ground for about 5-6 minutes. Okay, so that's only gonna hit maybe 1 or 2 square miles. A hurricane, much longer lived, it has different stages. So it starts as a tropical wave, then goes to a tropical storm. And if it gets big enough, it becomes a hurricane. Hurricanes can last for several days, even over a week. And they cover a lot of ground, and they impact much more in the way of square miles, too. So hurricanes have much bigger impacts than a single tornado, as you mentioned.
Okay, so what can we do? So is this only really more concerning to those areas that are close to the oceans?
Well, you know, significant weather, I mean, severe weather and tornadoes, you can have outbreaks, and that will impact a large area. I mean, you ask anybody who's been impacted by a tornado, they respect it, they fear it, they prepare for it, the same way as people respect and fear hurricanes that have been impacted by them as well. So as far as severe weather, and you can throw both of those kind of in the same bag there as far as tornadoes and also hurricanes, you want to be better prepared.
Okay, and how do you do that?
Okay, first and foremost, you want to make sure that you, step number one, make sure you have insurance coverage on your house. All right, you need the proper wind and water coverage, especially for hurricane season before June 1st. You can't get coverage if you live in a hurricane prone area after June 1st. So you have literally less than 2 weeks to get that wrapped up. Everywhere else, what you want to do is make sure you check around your house. Make sure your windows are sealed. Make sure your entryways are sealed as well. Your roof is in good condition. If you're worried about strong winds, and this would be in both cases, do you have the ability to reinforce your garage so the garage door doesn't get blown in and then compromise other sections of your house? Also, go around your property, pick up pieces. You know, if your kids have a play set or if they have things laying around or you have tools that you left out or a wheelbarrow, bring them inside because those things can get picked up. And once they get blown around, they can damage anything they hit. So those are some basic necessities. If you want to really try to keep your house as normal as possible, I'm here on behalf of Generac.com, and they believe maintaining electricity or electric power to your house will make you much more comfortable during the next storm. And with that, with backup power, you want to make sure that you have it outside, at least 15 feet away from your house. And if you have the ability to keep your food cold, your hot water hot, and the ability to cook, you're probably going to have a better experience than those without.
Okay. I happen to know a family that lives in a low-lying area near water, and they've been some that are inland, but had to be prepared with a, and Generac is a quality, well-known brand, so that's great. You'll be maybe the only one that everybody comes over to the house and has some food, right?
You will be the most popular person in the neighborhood, yes.
Well, that's important. Well, look, it's serious. You know, the cost of losing a whole refrigerator of food is a very serious consideration of and to itself, right?
Absolutely, because one of the things you want to do as far as preparation is make sure you have at least 3 days food, water supply for everybody in the house. So if you're already stocking up on supplies, now I would recommend non-perishable food and canned food for an emergency situation because you want to be able to have it last. But if you are going to invest in something that needs to be cold, then obviously having some backup power is really going to help you follow through and keeping it fresh.
Uh-huh. And some, I don't know if that's so, but you know, the water sometimes that are in plastic bottles and containers,
yep.
I think you should not keep them too long. I believe there's a possibility there's some seepage from the plastic. I believe I've heard that, you know, one of those things that I've been told. So maybe it's one of those kind of items that you start to use and then resupply newer bottles in general.
Yeah.
Any other things we should know here?
As far as being better prepared, if you're going to ride out the storm, Paul, say emergency management's telling people to evacuate. If that's your area, you should follow their instruction and evacuate. Part of that process is you want to be able to find a place to evacuate to. I can tell you hotel rooms are very hard to find during an evacuation. You might have to travel several states in order to find a hotel room. So if you have family that lives out of the area, connecting with them now and say, hey, can we set it up so we can evacuate and stay at your place if the need is there and we're told to evacuate? So having communication and the ability to identify a place to evacuate is very, very important. Now, if you live in a house where you don't have to evacuate to, well, then you want to be better prepared for that. And that means stocking up on your food and your water. You want to make sure all of your vehicles are fully gassed up. You want to top everything off with gas. Because if the power goes out, the pumps aren't going to work. Also, if the power goes out, you're not going to be able to use your credit card or your ATM. So make sure you have cash on hand. That will help you in the recovery stage. Also, I want to point out too, any important paperwork, you want to make sure you have copies of that and medication. You don't want to run out of medication. So make sure you have extra medication to take you through the storm.
Do you think, you know, in that there is some concern from many that you know, the ice caps are melting a bit and water is levels are raising, that hurricanes will become more predominant?
Right now the initial research doesn't show that. I can tell you that as a society we have a lot more people living at the coast, so we have a lot more people that are now exposed to the risk of hurricanes than we did 30 years ago. You look at the growth of Florida, coastal areas in the Carolinas, absolutely booming. And as a result, the population has increased significantly. So there's greater risk now just based on demographics and people moving to the coast.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know, our company is very involved with the International Day of Peace, which is on September 21st. And peace is part of feeling secure in life or whatever it means to you. I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them? Mark, would you mind if I ask you, Mark McGinnis, what is peace for you?
Peace to
me. Any aspect, personal or business, whatever. Yes.
All right. Peace to me is having proper balance between family, work, and spiritually as well.
Uh-huh. Okay. Beautiful. Well, any other thing? Did we miss anything that the audience should know?
Well, Paul, we've gone over a lot, so what I would recommend is two websites to reference. One is ready.gov. Ready.gov is operated by the federal government and FEMA. They have checklists there that you can kind of track how well prepared you are. You can print them off, stick them on your refrigerator, and check them off as you get prepared for the next storm. Also, Generac.com has a really substantial Be Prepared section. It has severe weather and hurricanes. You can print off those checklists. We've covered a lot. So being able to print off these checklists and kind of check them off on your refrigerator will help you be better prepared for the next storm.
All right, Mark. Well, there's no doubt weather is the number one conversation piece in the world. Everybody else. So what's it going to be like on Saturday? What's tomorrow? What's everything? You know, everybody bases a lot of their life on the weather. So thank you very much for sharing this very important information with us today.
You're most welcome, Paul.